And so too, it is the suffering, this cross is the suffering that we endure when we place our hope in Jesus and life still seems to be falling apart no matter what we do to try to fix things. And it seems as though everything is against us. And we are tempted to seek our own solutions. A time may come when publicly suffering for our faith may happen, but that time is not yet, at least for most of us. But then again, some of us have family members who don't know the Lord. And we have to be particularly careful about what we say around them and what we say to them about what they believe or the choices they're making. And perhaps they've already made it clear to you, as it was made to me, that they don't want to hear about our faith. They don't want to hear about it. Or maybe they've also already emotionally distanced themselves from you because of your faith and the life that you live out as a Christian. You see, that's a type of cross that we bear as Christians. But the truth is this: victory follows suffering and death. This truth enabled the disciples to go on in the midst of incredible odds. As they saw the evil that characterized their world, it would have been easy to become discouraged and hopeless. So I guess the question is, what about your life seems hopeless right now? What about you? What keeps you awake at night? Wondering what to do about what's going on in your life. What's it like for you to think about the direction our culture is going and how it may affect our kids and our grandkids after we're gone? What do you do when you feel discouraged about life? Our answer makes all the difference. Our answer to Jesus' question makes all the difference in the world. Because Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, he is able to take all of those things that threaten to drive us into a state of hopelessness, cynicism, and despair, and cover that over with the truth of the gospel. He gives us a hope the unbelieving world just doesn't understand. We believe that the very Jesus that the world dismisses is the power that enabled his disciples to rejoice and sing hymns even when they were in jail, or to speak the truth to those who threatened their lives, to find joy in their suffering, to grow in endurance and faith. Jesus is the power that enables Christians throughout the world to remain faithful, even to the point of death. And you know what? That same Spirit of Christ lives in you. That same Spirit of Christ lives in me. So, how do we remain strong and focused? Well, first of all, through his word. The word is the power of God, is it not? Secondly, he feeds us with the bread of heaven. We call it the Lord's Supper. And it is through that holy meal that we are joined personally to Christ. He in us and we in him. And when we come together around that holy sacrament, we come not only in the presence of one another, but we are brought into the company of the holy angels of heaven and into the company of those who have gone before us and are even now awaiting the final resurrection. the incredible power of Jesus over sin and death will one day be made visible. Count on it. One day he will reappear and everything will be different. At that time, Jesus will free us from this fleshly part of ourselves that gives us so much trouble. And the older I get, the more trouble it gives me. And he will instead clothe us with a new body. Bodies that will never disappoint. Bodies that will live forever upon this renewed and restored earth, with Christ in our midst. Peter's confession and ours changes everything, doesn't it? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.